You can call him Al. That's Paul Simon. You can call me Aaron Worm. Afternoons with Aaron until 4. You can call him Sean Reeby, head coach Albert Lea girls golf team that had a great day at the Big Nine Conference meet yesterday. Sean, a good afternoon. I'm assuming you're on a golf course. No.
Well, I was on a golf course for about 3 hours this morning, and I'll be right back out there in about a half hour. So you are not far off.
Beautiful day to be on the course in the morning and this afternoon. And let's get right to it. Your team was over at a North Links in Mankato yesterday for the Big Nine Conference meet. And first of all, give us a rundown on North Links. What kind of golf course? Give us your thoughts on that course.
Yeah, that course sets up really well for a girls' golf team, and it's a scoreable golf course, as the scores kind of reflected. You know, it's called North Links, and typically a links-style course is wide open. And that course started that way, but the trees have matured enough to make those fairways lined up pretty good, and you better keep it in play, which our girls did a pretty good job of yesterday.
Yeah, let's get right to it. Northfield wins the Big Nine Conference title with a score of 326, but I know you're very happy with your team's performance. A season low of 340, saving that season low for the best time. Team takes second place in such a good conference in the Big Nine Conference. I mean, congratulations to the young ladies, to you as a head coach. I mean, that's a great afternoon in Mankato, and I'm sure you are extremely happy, extremely proud of the second place finish.
Absolutely. I'll get my throat.
Oh, that's okay. You know, it's because you spend all that time on the golf course. Too much fresh air for you.
The sun's getting me. No, I'm really proud of the girls. They've worked really hard throughout the summer. You know, they go up in the winter and play in Owatonna. You know, they really got focused for this one, and it really showed. You know, shooting a 340, having Alyssa win the tournament with, you know, over 72 girls in the Big Nine to compete against is a big deal. Shooting her career best, 74. You know, what a great day.
Alyssa Jensen, like you mentioned, Big Nine Conference champion. Since you've been a head coach there, Sean, have you had someone win the conference title before?
Actually, Whitney won it last year.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, we've had two other girls win it in the past, so we've had a pretty good track record there.
So Whitney Mullenbach wins it last year. Alyssa Jensen wins it yesterday, again, 74. Mullenbach was 79. Ashlyn Bervin, 93. Jessica Vogt with 94. Again, you talked about Alyssa Jensen shooting a low score for her with a 74. Talk about the rest of the young ladies that competed yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we finally needed to get those third and fourth and fifth and sixth scores in there, and they're really coming down nicely. Those girls are working hard. You know, we actually had probably our best practice of the year today by twofold this morning with the girls. You know, with the weather being what it is and being down to only six girls, we can really put a lot of focus on those girls and get some work done. You know, it's really tough with 19 girls to truly give enough time to get, you know, golf swings ironed out. So it was really nice this morning to get out in beautiful weather, have six girls and work hard and have a great practice.
Addison Herr and Gracie Palmer also make up that six when it comes to the golf team. And Sean, you know, besides congratulating you and the team, who are some of the other assistant coaches that make up your staff?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning those guys. They are a huge part of what we do. Josh Johnson's our assistant coach and has been with the team for, I think, 7 or 8 years now. Just a golf crazy person. He plays more golf than any of us know for sure. And just a great person, a great teacher, a great leader. We also have Sarah Rasmussen, who's a volunteer assistant coach this year. Sarah's a former player of mine for 6 years and is now teaching at Sibley Elementary. And, you know, it's great to have a woman on the team. It's great to have somebody who's played before and can relate a lot of the stuff that we do to how she played with us.
Sean Reeby, head coach, Albert Lea girls golf team. Again, they get second in the Big Nine Conference meet. Alyssa Jensen, she is a champion of the Big Nine with a 74. Her and Whitney, remind me, are they both juniors?
They are both juniors.
Both
correct.
Juniors, so both coming back for a one more year. Before they get to their senior year, you do have, of course, a big couple of days coming up with the Ascension Tournament next week. Give us the details on that. Did I see, is it in Cannon Falls? Is that correct?
We play Cannon Falls both days, Tuesday and Thursday next week. Cannon Falls is a little bit different golf course. I really love the course. It sets up pretty well for our team. We do see some different teams, but a lot of the same ones that we play for the conference title. Top six teams advance, top 12 individuals not on those teams advance to the second day. On the second day, the winning team goes on to the state tournament, and then the top five individuals not on that winning team also advance as individuals to the state tournament.
So give us a breakdown of your section. Now, there's three classes in golf, but Albert Lee, or is there two? Two or three?
There's correct, yep. There's three. So we are class 3A.
Yeah.
So we are top class in the state of Minnesota. And we did go back to class 2A for a few years, and then we moved back up to 3A now again.
So let's talk about a class 3A. I'm assuming some pretty good competition there.
You know, there is. We're going to see Northfield again there and Lakeville South. I think those are our two biggest competitors this year. I really look for us to grab a third-place finish there if we play the way we should. And to be honest with you, if we peak at the right time and a couple of those teams stub their toes a little bit, I think we can scare a few of them to look at that first place there as well.
Absolutely. Now, Whitney and Alyssa, I assume, are in good spots to have a great shot at making it to state?
I would think they would be. You know, they got all conference honors as well yesterday. Alyssa was second in scoring in the Big Nine, and Whitney was fourth in scoring in the Big Nine. We do see a lot of those teams at the section tournament. Actually, the majority of the teams that we played yesterday will be also at that section tournament, and we fared really well against them. So I really do. I think one or both of those girls has a really good chance of being at that state tournament in mid-June there.
Now, Sean, I just want to mention to some of our listeners out there, because I get the question, well, how come a team's in Class 2A 1 year, then 3A, and then they go back and forth? I'm assuming Albert Lee is probably one of the bigger schools in Class AA and then one of the smaller schools in Class 3A, and just depending on enrollment, is that why things kind of go back and forth?
You know, they do. It's somewhat based on enrollment, but it's also kind of geographic location when they start redistricting and resectioning the state. Sometimes it just kind of depends on where they draw those lines as well. And it can get really it can get kind of confusing, and the changes are kind of tough. But typically we've been 3A throughout my career here, 20-plus years. We did bounce back to that 2A just for a few years, which was really fun. We got to play some different courses and see some different teams. We got to advance to the state tournament through that, and it was kind of fun, but I think we belong in 3A. I like the competition at 3A. I like the courses we play. I like the professionalism, and so I'm happy to be back in 3A, and I think we can compete there.
Sean Reby, head coach, Albert Lee Girls Golf Team. Again, second place Big Nine Conference Tournament next week, a couple of days at Cannon Falls. And we'll catch up with Sean once the Ascension Tournament is over. And hopefully we're talking about maybe a team going to state, maybe a couple individuals going to state. We'll talk to Sean once the Ascension Tournament is over. Sean, thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Aaron. Take care of yourself. Have a good Memorial weekend, and we'll catch you after a couple fun days of golf.